Yeah, yeah. What's going on, y'all? This is Digger. Thank y'all for tuning in to Digger Talk Radio, where we talk about music, politics, and, oh yeah, entertainment. Now, the first thing I want to talk about, I don't know if y'all heard about this, but Doug Morris from Universal Records, he's trying to take down iTunes, y'all. Yeah, yo. Basically, he's in talks with Sony BMG. He's in talks with Warner Brothers so that they can come together and try to take down iTunes. You know, they want to create their own little subscription-based type of outlet for their music now. They think Steve Jobs is taking too big of a piece of the pie now, you know? So when I think about it, really, you know, I mean, basically, this ain't nothing new. I mean, Steve Jobs came to these dudes probably in the early 90s with this whole iTunes idea. They thumbed their nose at it. I mean, when you think about it, the internet been around for a while. People kind of knew that this was going to happen. But the music industry didn't want to listen to this, you know? But now, it's coming back to bite them in their ass now. Yeah, so I don't know if this is really going to work. Like, you know, from what I understand, Doug Morris, he wants to create another distribution outlet for his music, and the music will be free. So, like, say, for instance, for example, if you go buy a Microsoft Zoom MP3 player, the price is going to be factored into the Zoom so that once you buy the Zoom, you'll be able to download any music, you know, from Sony BMG, Universal, or Warner Brothers if they get on board. And then in turn, the companies like Microsoft will be able to sell more units because this will be the only way that you can download the music, and therefore they'll cut down iTunes out of the picture. Not totally, but you know, a large substantial amount of downloads would probably go towards the manufacturers of, you know, the Zoom and all of these other cell phone carriers or whatever. I don't know. We'll see if that works. Anyway, in other news, I don't know if y'all heard this one, but MySpace just partnered up with Sony BMG. And basically the deal is Sony BMG will make all of their content available to MySpace pages and profiles. So for instance, all of the music, you know, all of the videos, all of that stuff. Now they're giving MySpace permission to use that and exploit it. And they were both sharing the ad revenues and share sponsorship and all of that, you know, all of that good stuff. But to me, let me know. Y'all hit me on the email. Hit me on diggertalkradio@sixfigure.com. And let me know what y'all think about this, because I think this is kind of a form of payola. I mean, right now, I think today iTunes had over, MySpace had over 205 million pages and over 70 million active users every day. So, I don't know. Let me know what y'all think. Now, YouTube has finally got smart and that it created a filtering tool to stop all of this copyright infringement. I think the name of the tool now is called Video Identification, and it's supposed to block copyright material from appearing and spreading across the, you know, across the site. So now, this is a good thing. You know why? Let's check this out. Once they can stop people from infringing on people's copyrights, you'll be able to sell advertising space. Let me say that again. You'll be able to sell advertising space. So now all these people that go on YouTube and they put their video up and now 2 million people get to view it. Yo, you know, sell somebody some space on your channel, or sell somebody some space on the actual footage that you're putting up. You know what I'm saying? So this could be a good thing, yo. So y'all check on this. Hopefully I have some more updates on that later. Now, switching on to another topic. Now, did y'all hear this? Taco Bell is now opening up a new Taco Bell. And where else? Can you please guess where they're going to put a Taco Bell? Nope. In Mexico. Ain't that the craziest thing you ever heard, yo? Now, you know, a couple of people down there, they're like outraged. It's like, you know, of course, bringing sand to the beach. I mean, it's crazy. But Taco Bell is saying like they're not trying to be, you know, a typical Mexican restaurant. They're just trying to be a fast food joint. So I guess to combat this, they're gonna let you add French fries to your taco. What type of craziness is that? Yo, that's crazy, man. Anyway, now this China recall. Now, of course, it gets a lot deeper than just the Mattel toys, you know, the Barbie dolls and all of that type of stuff, yo. This goes all the way down to your food, yo. And I want to hit y'all with some statistics. Y'all hit me on the email, diggertalkradio@sixfigure.com, and let me know what y'all think. Check this out. Now, China grows half of the world's vegetables and 15% of the world's fruit. Let me repeat that. China grows half of the world's vegetables and 15% of the world's fruit. So, check this out. So, roughly, just look at it like this. 50% of the garlic that you eat comes from China. All right? About 40 to 45% of the apple juice that we consume in the United States comes from China. Now, if you're a seafood lover, you're going to love this one. About 80% of the seafood that we eat in the United States is imported. And 16% of that comes from China. Now, just think about it for a second. If they can do that to our toys, what do you think they can do to our food? Yeah, y'all. Hit me up on the email, diggertalkradio@sixfigure.com. When we come back, we're going to speak to the party man about some entertainment. Live, Digger Talk Radio.
Six Figure.
Check out producerskills.com. You got to build it before you blast it.
Six Figure.
Check out producerskills.com. You got to build it before you blast it. Six Figure Entertainment presents Fab Nickel with their new album, The No Budget LP, featuring a smash hit, Brainwash. We got it.
They said they want it. They know we want it. We got it. You know we'll bring it to
and the new smash, watch out.
If you haul anybody in my camp, I guarantee we getting
in stores now and available online. This is not a mixtape. Go get the album.
All you do is keep. Your girl got my crotch out and we sipping.
Yeah. Allow me to introduce myself. I am the world's Six most figure. Celebrated ride act, the party man. That's right, the party man. They talk about your man T.I. getting hemmed up by the Alphabet Boys for copping machine guns and silencers. I'm like, oh man, he going down in the fifth behind this. I'm like, all this money, and you got bum-ass security guards around you? You all right? Yo, man, he had to do something to do for him to just drop dime on him like that. You know what I'm saying? Man, seriously. Big things popping. Little niggas sometimes be dropping. Sometimes you gotta pull that thing out and talk. You know, slick talking niggas run up on you with that. You don't want, yo, you just hit him up, bop, bop, and get up out of there. But hire some professional killers, my man. For real, all that paper. Man, this, yo, let this be a lesson to all the up-and-coming artists, thanks to wannabe rappers, anything like that, yo. Listen, if you get big like that, man, and you need security, man, you hire motherfuckers with license to kill, and they got A1 credit. Word up, man. And in the same week, my man, the world's most celebrated hip-hop mogul, Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, he in some club putting hands on people. Over a white thing, a white broad? Yo, she must have had the sweet cooch brown. Her shit must have been the bomb, thanks. And the thing is, she wasn't even in the club. How you gonna be fighting with the X-Man? You know what I'm saying? He 37 years old, with enough paper to sign me as an artist, to keep my refrigerator filled with ooh, porn flicks and all that other cool shit I like for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? And you pimp slapping niggas, busted your man lip game all up, nose all bloody. Come on, man, you know that kid like, oh yeah, we going straight to the bank with this. Oh, you know his lawyer was like, we got him. Nah, man, Diddy supposed to been on some cool shit. Your man talking that smack. Yo, his security guard should have surrounded him on some Shaka Zulu shit. On some, huh? This is Diddy you talking to like that. Diddy shouldn't even, his head, man, Diddy, his hands shouldn't even get dirty. But I don't get it, man. God bless guys like Jay-Z and Oprah Winfrey, man. They know how to just be on some chill shit like, yo, we got millions. I ain't trying to hear all that extra nigga them you're talking about, man. Come on, man. Diddy's supposed to been in the corner relaxing with the champagne. All he gotta do is throw the hand up. And you know some greasy bird from deep gonna be like, woo, Diddy calling me. Did you see that? Did you see the hand game go up? Yo, like some Thundercat shit with the eyes blinging. Bling. Oh, man, I'm the party, man. I talk my talk, man. You know, shout out to Digger. Harlem. ATL, he keep his thing rolling. I know this is a little old subject though, but it kind of disturbed me too, man. You know, your man OJ Simpson, man. Come on, B. Yo, he's supposed to be on the low. Fuck is you doing trying to rob you trying to bag up your own memorabilia? Man, fuck that suit from 1995, B. Come on, you done had like 30 suits after that. Fuck you trying to steal your suit back. Yo, that kid is crazy. Talk about how we was doing a reality show. Reality show my ass, B. Yo, man. He just don't get it, man. White America want him got, man. He need to be got behind that shit, man. He need to be taken out in the fifth behind this, B. Come on, yo. And your people snitching on you? You know what I'm saying? Y'all about to put the robbery game down, and you got some whack motherfuckers around you driving down. Come on, everybody was in on it, B. They ain't like how my man got off with that M1. That's all that was, man. They ain't like all that. And you know your man Fred Goldman was in the wings. He like, woo, get that suit to me. I'ma put that thing on eBay. Let's see how much I can get for this. You know? Homie dropping dimes, saying his assets is all, he got offshore accounts. Oh man, the kid crazy. Man, anyway, man. Yo, let this be a lesson, man, to all you up and coming artists and stuff like that, man. If you get big in the game, man, you hire professional killers, man. Professional bodyguards, man. With firearm license to kill. A1 credit, too. You gotta do a thorough credit check on they asses, B. I believe in credit checks now, man. At first, I ain't see the signs behind it when I was young coming up, but now I see it, man. Because that credit, man, that determines a lot about a person, yo. And is my credit good? Hey, listen, the spotlight ain't on me, motherfucker. Well, you just mind your business, playground. Anyway, I am the world's most celebrated riot act. The party man signing off. Altsky!
Yeah, that was the party man with the entertainment news. Before I get out of here, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone tuning in to Digger Talk Radio. Check us out next week. More to come. And we're going to discuss a topic that I call the unsigned rappers with a record deal. Y'all check that out next week on Digger Talk Radio. Peace.